you very much. Let me see if my share
Absolutely.
screen works. You see, when I try to share screen, it says host disabled participant screen sharing. If not, so I'll skip it. If we can't get it on, it's okay.
Try it now.
No, host disabled, same thing.
I did not.
Okay, it's meant not to be. Hi, Elisheva. Okay, so shall we begin?
Yes.
Okay, Leah, hi. Okay, Judy, if it works, good. And if it doesn't work,
I just change it. Now it should work.
We're good. Now we're real good. Thanks a lot, everybody. Thank you, Judy. Judy, want to thank you very much for getting us all together and for spending hours. Hours is probably a very, you know, like it's a small amount of time for all the work you do. And you do it with love and with care and with wanting us to be together and to learn Torah and to have the good life. So I want to thank you very, very much.
Okay, thanks.
So I want to start today talking about Shabbos. First of all, we all came through Shavuos and hope that all of you and all of us had a most wonderful, uplifting, amazing, happy Shavuos. And we have the Torah from Anu circa 2020. We have 2020 vision now this year that we should hopefully see everything clear and everything, the Torah we should accept and fulfill and bring inside of us. And it's a little bit of a downer. You know, that's one reason we have Isruchag after a chag, after a yontif, because it's very hard to go back into the middle of the week, go back into the shigra, go back into the everyday life. We were just on the top of Mount Sinai, and now we're down somewhere in the dump somewhere, or not the dumps exactly, our kitchen, our living room. But so Isruchag gives us a chance to like cushion that. And so it's like God holding our hands for that extra day while he's sort of like brings us back into the everyday life. Even after the initial Kabbalah's Torah on the Mount Sinai, God said, go back to your tents. In other words, what you experienced here, that you received the Torah, that we went through Shavuos, now bring it into the day today and bring it into the life. And that's one reason I chose to speak about Shabbos this week. As you know, the series is on Amunah, on faith. Now, what does Shabbos have to do with faith? Well, everything. Faith and Shabbos are like intermingleable, intertwinable. You can't separate them. Shabbos is an oath. Shabbos is a sign of our faith, our oneness with God. I also wanted to speak about Eretz Yisrael, but then I realized two things. One, Shabbos is part of the Ten Commandments, which we just had on Friday, on Shavuos. We just received anew. And also next week will be the week week from today will be the week before we read the Parsha of Shalach, when Moses sent the messengers, the spies, into Israel. So I want to connect that to the Parsha. And coming back to Shabbos, Judy has taught us so many beautiful laws, fundamental laws, laws about Shabbos, laws about the Ten Commandments and how we live it in our lives. And Judy, I just want to say that is the fundamental, that's the main thing of Shabbos, that we know what to do, that we know what God wants from us, that we know how to get through the 25 hours. And a person who doesn't learn is going to fall short, because there's so many, thank God, details. And one reason there's so many details is every time we do a detail, we're serving God, we're getting brownie points, we're getting reward that's unimaginable. And so it's like there's so many details. It's like the word snow. So the word snow in Israel, there's one word, probably shela, because how often does it snow? Every 3-4 years or whatever. And the word snow in places like, where is it in the United States? Not Hawaii, the other one. The cold place. Chaya Ben Baruch, help me.
Alaska.
Alaska, thank you.
Alaska.
Alaska. Thanks.
Alaska.
Alaska, Hawaii. So in Alaska, it's so very cold. They probably have 20 words for snow. One is snow that's dry, snow that's wet, snow that's cold, snow that's precipitating, a harder snow, a bigger snow, snow that's the end of the season, snow that's the beginning. And so when you say the word snow, it's so much part of your vocabulary. So we as Jews on Shabbos, there's so many small pratis, small details of how we light the candles, how we sing at the table, how we serve, what we serve first, what we serve last, why we serve fish, why we serve salmon, if we do. And everything is part of honoring God and showing our faith that he created the world in 6 days. On the seventh day, he rests, so to speak, and he wants us to rest, to relive the creation, to recreate the world. We're recreating ourselves. We're resting, and we're allowing ourselves to be one with Hashem, that oath, that sign that we, the Jewish people, are one with God. And so just as a preview for next week, if anyone ever saw Bonanza, stay tuned to the next episode of Bonanza. There would be probably somebody falling off the cliff. So like for, you know, the next 7 days, you just can't breathe. You're waiting. Are they okay? So Lahavdil, we're going to talk about Eretz Yisrael and the love and the faith that a Jew gets from yearning to be in Eretz Yisrael. And for us, thank God that we're here. And I'd like to tell you that it's great to see all of you. And some of you have come farther than others. Some of you come all the way from the living room to the kitchen. And some of you have come from your kitchen to your living room. And every step that you've made just to be here and not to, you know, fall back to sleep or read another book on the couch is very precious to God. And I appreciate, love seeing all of you. Let us start. Mitzvah Hashem, God, with his kindness, will take this away. And like Judy said, we'll be together in a couple weeks. And we'll still have the option, if it works out, to do Skype as well. And we'll be looking back at Corona. We'll be saying, wow, remember that? And we're hoping to grow and come closer to God and to each other. And like we heard before so beautifully, to ourselves. So let us, please join us if you'd like to unmute yourself. This is, again, the shortest chapter in Psalms. It's chapter 134. It has three psukim, three stanzas, three sentences. And let us say it for all the people in the world that are sick, and that all those of us that are well should stay well, and that God should take away Corona from our midst and take away all nagif, everything bad, and leave us with revealed goodness. So if you feel like unmuting or joining me, here we go. Shira Malois, Hine Borchu, Es Adoinoi, Paul, Avdei, Adoinoi. Ha'oimdim, Bebeis, Adonoi, Balelois. Su'u, Yedechem, Kodesh, Uborchu, Es Adoinoi. Yivarechacha, Adoinoi, Mitzion, Oisei, Shemayim, Va'aretz.
Shemayim, Va'aretz.
May Hashem give a refuah shleima to all those who need, including Herschel Tzvi ben Yehuda, Chaya Maimon ben Batya, Nachman Moshe ben Devora, Elisheva Anat bat Sara, Chaya Menachem ben Leah, and Avram Menachem Mendel ben Bela, together with all of us, all those who need a refuah shleima. So we're talking about Shabbos. We're showing in our keeping Shabbos that we believe that God created the world, and on the seventh day he rested. Shabbos is a very integral, fundamental part of Judaism. Many, many mitzvahs surround Shabbos. It's a pivotal point in the life of a Jew. And when we refer to a person who keeps Shabbos or tries to keep Shabbos, that defines a God-fearing Jew. It's an oath, it's a sign, it's a covenant between us and between our Creator, between our Father in heaven. It's a sign that his people, God's people, which is us, we're internally, eternally bound with God. And as it says in Shemos, the chapter 31, Pasuk 17, Beini uvein b'nei Yisrael. It is a between me and the Jewish people, God is speaking. Os hi le'olam. It is a sign forever. It is an eternal sign that we are one with God. It's as we said 2 weeks ago, that tefillin, a man who puts on tefillin during the week, it's also a sign. It's a sign of our unique, exclusive relationship with God. As we remember, we recall when the man is putting the wrapping the tefillin, around his finger, he's saying a pasuk, and I will wedge you with faith, and you will know God. It is our connection with God. So that is one reason why men do not put on tefillin on Shabbos, because there's no need to have that sign. There's no need to have that eternal connection, because all 24, 25 hours of Shabbos is that eternal connection, is that closeness and that marriage with Hashem. It's like 25 hours of a wedding that happens every single week. Here we waited for Shavuos. We counted 49 days. We look forward to receiving the Torah from anew. And now every single Shabbos we're lucky enough, we merit to have that connection with God. And what does God want us to do on Shabbos? So he wants us to be close to him. He wants us to enjoy. And Shabbos is our sign. The Chafetz Chaim says that, gave a little story. There's a man in the little village in Europe, and he's a shoemaker. So he has a sign on his door, Yankel the Shoemaker. It's on the door of his store. People want to get their shoes fixed or clean, they go to him and they walk in. And one day they walk by and they see the door's closed. They, that's interesting. Yankel's always there. 24 over 6. He just closes for Shabbos. Why is he not there? And then the next day, you know, they need their shoes fixed. There's only one man in town that does it. That's Yankel the Shoemaker. And they see his door is closed. They're wondering, what's going on? He never takes a vacation. And the next week it's still. So they figure, okay, maybe he went to visit a relative in a different city. Maybe he went and hope he's okay and hope he'll return soon. And then another week goes by. And well, they're thinking maybe he went out of town, maybe out of the country. And they're hoping he'll return. He's a beloved, nice, kind person. And he takes care of everyone's shoes with such a joy. And he makes them feel good. And then, like, grass starts growing in front of the door, and like it looks a little bit like, you know, weeds, and it looks like a little bit like he hasn't been there for maybe a half a year, but nobody gives up. Yankel's coming back. We need him. We love him. And then one day, the sign, Yankel's shoe store, Yankel who fixes shoes, comes down, and then they realize that's it. The sign came down. He's not going to come back so fast. The sign of a Jew is Shabbos. And that shows that we are a Jew and we have this unique, exclusive relationship with our God. And when the sign comes down, it's not a good sign, but don't give up. Even when the sign comes down, even when a person falls from keeping Shabbos, he can always put the sign back up. Just need a little glue, a little nail, and you're back in. And God is waiting for us to put the sign back up. So he wants us to enjoy Shabbos. What does that mean? Well, you tell me. We eat delicious food. We drink delicious wine or grape juice. We have music. Those are the zemiras of Shabbos. It's like me'ein olam haba. It's not like. It is me'ein olam haba. It's a taste. It's a hint. It's a breath of the world to come. It's a time to relax, enjoy the delicious meal with the family, with friends. It's time to spend, to catch up. You know, we've been so running on this merry-go-round called the week, called work, called life, that we didn't have time to just breathe in and say, how have you been? To catch up with friends, with family, with ourselves, with our Creator. This is time that we have, nothing else is on the agenda, nothing else. Just to enjoy and to enjoy each other, to enjoy the relationship, to enjoy myself, my God. Sometimes when we have guests, it's been a long time since before Corona. I don't remember exactly what it was like. I didn't even know how to cook for 10 people anymore, but we're going to try one day again. And we pray that God will bring us back guests and take away the Corona so we can do more mitzvahs. So when the guests were sometimes experiencing Shabbos for the first time, I often like to give this like example, which I love to hear myself. I love to share it with myself. It's like, let's take a person that works for a big company, right? And he's an executive, and he worked very hard. They had a big client that they wanted to win over, $1 million, multi-million dollar client. And he worked extra hard, extra overtime. He worked very, very hard, and he put in, you know, 80-hour weeks, and he's been doing this for 3-4 months, and he finally made the deadline. He finally got the client. He finally, you know, got the big $1 million deal for the company, and they want to show their appreciation. Thank you very much. They might give him a bonus, $500, $1,000. They might give him $20, depending where you work. They might give him a weekend for two at a hotel. They might give him a dinner at an exclusive restaurant for two, a very upscale, beautiful restaurant where you can't walk out of the door without, you know, costing less than $500. They have exotic wines. They have beautiful lights, dim lights. It's an ambience. It's a beautiful feeling. It's soft. They have beautiful, soft music in the back. The food is amazing. And the wine is even better. And the dessert is the best part. Just a side note, I heard somebody that she said in March when she went out to a restaurant for dinner, if I had known this would be the last restaurant I'm going to for so many months, I would have ordered dessert. So anyway, this is the reward he gets for working very, very hard. He put in extra time, extra effort, and he's shown appreciation by his boss with this amazing, delicious dinner for two in this beautiful restaurant. Let's think about what Shabbos is. We have the most delicious food, probably, I'd say, a lot better than many restaurants. We have the beautiful lighting in the back. We have the candles that surround us, the glow of the Shabbos candles. We have even better food because we have a spice that I don't think these restaurants know about. It's called Shabbos. It's a spice that we could enjoy on Shabbos, special spice. We have beautiful music streaming in. It's called the Zemiros. And this is not the reward we get for landing a big client. This is not the bonus we get for working overtime. This is our job. This is our hard work, in quotes. This is what God tells us to do. And if we do it, what does he then give us? He gives us, as it says in Gemara of Shabbos, kol ha'aneg es ha'Shabbos, whoever enjoys, has oneg, has pleasure from Shabbos, nos nimlo, he's given Nachala b'limitzarim. He's given the most amazing reward for that. He's given a portion that has no bounds, boundless reward. So isn't that a flip? Isn't that like amazing how good God is to us? Our job is what somebody else's biggest reward, biggest bonus would be for a job well done, a hard job well done. That's our job, and wait for the reward. So let's just say we're very, very, very lucky. One of the songs that we sing talks about Shabbos and how it's Me'ein Olam Haba. And I just want to show it to you. If it works out, just tell me if it doesn't. Here it goes. It's the Zemiros of Shabbos night. Can anyone read this?
Yes, yes.
Oh, good. Thanks for the... So what are the words? We're going to read it and translate Me'ein Olam Haba. Shabbos is a touch.
Olam haba.
Yom Shabbos.
Menucha.
Thank you.
Okay.
Continue. I love it. Thank you. You're making it very pleasant for all of us.
I get into it.
Thank you. So, actually, what I wanted to know, if you want to put in by the chat, yes or no, or maybe, if you'd like to, maybe we can spend 10 minutes next week singing a song of Zemiros. We can read it, translate it, and then learn a new tune or sing a song that we all know. If anyone wants to spend 10 minutes singing a song of Shabbos, I'm on. Just tell me if you are.
I do.
In the chat. Okay, Tatiana. Great. So back to our Zemiros of Shabbos night, Friday night, May 8th. Great, looking forward. Me'ein Olam Haba, it's a touch of the world to come. Yom Shabbos Menucha, it is the day of Shabbos, it is the day of resting. Kol Hamis'an Gimba, whoever enjoys Shabbos, Yisku Lerov Tu Simcha, he will merit great joy. So this is what we sing. These songs of Shabbos are like our desire, our yearning, our closeness, our love of Hashem. And it comes out in the simplest of ways, in singing. Singing is something that's equal for everyone. Like, you don't have to be big, smart, you know, rabbi. You don't have to be, just be yourself. Singing is so pure. It's so refreshing. It's such a closeness to God. And that's what we get. That's what we get when we sing the Shabbos Zemiros. That's what we want. So that's one of them. That's Friday nights. And to go on, Shabbos is a very, very special gift to us from Hashem. Shabbos is a matana that was in his Beis Genazav. It was in his treasure house. And it's called Shabbos. And he gave it to us as a present. And let's go over there for a minute so we can see it inside. So here it says, a special gift from Hashem to us is the Shabbos. It says in Shabbos, very appropriate, in the Gemara of Shabbos, the page 10, that Amar Le HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeMoshe, God said to Moshe, Matana Tova Yesh Li Bebeis Genazai, I have a really good gift in my house, the Shabbos Shema, and Shabbos is its name. Vani Mevakesh, God is asking Moses, and I beg, I ask of you, Litna Yisrael, give it to the Jewish people. When we think of Shabbos as a present directly from Hashem, exclusively for us, our heart starts to beat like with excitement, like it's Monday today. How can we wait till Friday night? How can we prepare? How can we think of Shabbos every single day? How can we buy things every day that reminds us of Shabbos or that we want to make a special dish for Shabbos? Let's see what the Nesivos Shalom says on this. He says, Shem Yuchedes Mitzvah Shabbos Mikol HaMitzvos. The Mitzvah Shabbos is special from all other mitzvahs. She beveis genzei hamelach. It is a mitzvah that's in the treasure house of God. The Yad Zarim lo sholetes bo. It is only for us. God gave it as a present to us, the Jewish people. Ki, why? Hi le'ela mikol dargin utfisa chomarin. God, Shabbos is above all levels, all gashmias, all thoughts of this world. It is Yoma de Nishmasa. It is the day of the soul. The Lav Yoma de Gufa. Shabbos is not the day of the body. It's the day of the soul. It is the apex, the highest point of Noam HaNeshama, of the joy of the souls. It's the sea. It's the highest point of pleasure. It's a day of the soul. It's a day of Eden Nefashos. It's just the beauty to enjoy God's love and fear. Bava so, bira so yisparach, to enjoy God's love and fear. And what is the makor? What is the source? What is the root of this wondrous, beautiful, sweet love that like we could just, our whole soul could go out. Kalos HaNefesh, our soul is yearning for this closeness that we feel on Shabbos. What is it? We never see any example of this in the other mitzvahs. Let's go on to what the Orach Chaim says. The Orach Chaim says on the Pasuk in Shemos, he says, again, I have a beautiful gift and I want to give it to the Jewish people. This is called a category of Olam Elyon. This is a category of the upper worlds. Our neshama is taken from this upper world. As you know, every single Jewish neshama is brought from underneath Kisei HaKavod, from underneath God's resting place, his Kisei, his throne. And that's why V'lazed Nikra Shabbos, that's why it's called Shabbos. Because it's taken from a world that's Kulo Shabbos. The upper world is called Kulo Shabbos. That's why it says when we prepare for Shabbos, it says, whoever prepares Erev Shabbos will eat on Shabbos. And it's an example to whoever prepares in this world, which is called Erev Shabbos, will eat on Shabbos. Shabbos is a word for the next world. And in that world of Shabbos, there's no sadness. There's only oneg, the simcha, joy, and pleasure. And that is why Hashem commanded us to go far, far away on Shabbos from all those things that we experience during the week, to shed ourselves, to free ourselves from work, from sadness. It's not like, oh, I'm in jail. I can't strike a match. Oh, I'm in jail. I can't make the air conditioner higher. No, it's the opposite. I'm freed from jail. I'm freed from the work. I'm freed from the sadness. I'm in a world for 24 hours, we each of us are in this world, Shekulo Shabbos. There's only pleasure and joy. And this Neshama Yisera, which we have, which we're going to soon see when it comes down into us, this Neshama Yisera is coming from this world. And that's why Hashem says, Vishamru B'nai Yisrael, it's a Shabbos. We should guard that Neshama that's called Shabbos. It's also brought down in Sichos Haran, Iker Kedusha Shabbos, the main joy of Shabbos is Lismoach Bo, to be happy. To be happy with everything we have inside of us, to push away thoughts of the weekday, to push away thoughts of sadness. Why? Kuyom Simcha V'chedva B'kol Ha'ilamos. Shabbos is a day of joy and rejoicing, gladness, happiness in all the worlds. And that is the joy of Shabbos. It's like a cheder yichud. It's like getting married and being in the room with our new groom, which is Shabbos and the Jewish people. Imagine somebody in the cheder yichud saying, oh wow, I have a dentist appointment next Tuesday. I forgot about it. I think, mind if I call now to cancel? Or would you remind me tomorrow to cancel? And the chassan says, oh, you know what? I'm so glad I remembered this. Reminded myself, I have a electric bill that's due in a week and a half. Oh my, I better write it down. Excuse me, that's not the yichud room. And so on Shabbos, why think about dentists? Well, I think unless it very much hurts and Shabbos himalizo, because Shabbos should bring a cure. Well, I think about the electricity bill. We're like in a world of love with Hashem. We're in a different world. We're at a higher level. We're in a higher world of neshama and oneg. And so why talk about work? It's like so boring. It's like so down there, you know, it's like who needs it? We're just having fun. We're just enjoying ourselves. And it's good to prepare for Shabbos. And Reb Shimshon Pinchas writes in his book on Shabbos, like sort of paraphrasing it, that on Shabbos we are Hashem's guests. It's his meal and we're invited to sit at his table, each of us in our own living room. It's his food, he pays for it. It's like a boss who asks his secretary, could you please, I have a very important client, I want to give him the best meal, don't stop with any money to cost, buy the best food, best drinks, best wine, the best paper plates, make it a gala affair, make it beautiful, don't spare any money, because I really want to wine and dine him. And that's what Hashem is telling us. Sky's the limit. Just enjoy it. Buy the nicest flowers, the best food, make the best food and enjoy it. It's all on me. Like it says in the Zemiros, during the day we sing to God, we sing to Hashem, Ulevu alai banai. You could even borrow on my account, my dear children, V'idnu badanai, and eat my special delicious delicacies. Shabbos Hayom Hashem. Shabbos is the day for God. We can prepare all week for Shabbos. That's what Hillel did. Hillel, every single day, starting Sunday, if he found like a nice piece of fish, he says, wow, this is beautiful. I'm going to make it. I'm going to pickle it. I'm going to make it. And it will last. I'm going to use it for Shabbos. Then comes Monday and he finds a nicer piece of fish. So he eats Sunday's salmon and he makes it Monday's day for fish. Monday's fish for Shabbos. Every single day he's just looking and wanting to find a more delicious food and thinking about the pure, beautiful, precious Shabbos that's coming in 6 days, 5 days, 4 days. We're getting more and more excited. Shabbos is the pivotal point of the whole week. Our entire week surrounds Shabbos. All 6 days are blessed from the Kedusha, from the holiness and the Simcha of Shabbos. Now, Wednesday and Thursday and Friday, the 3 days before Shabbos, are like in preparation. We're leading up to the coming Shabbos. And Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, we're like basking in the halo of the past Shabbos. So our whole life is Shabbos. Once I heard from our friend Rifki Khan that in a way, the whole week starts Tuesday night, meaning Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, we're going towards Shabbos. Shabbos is the middle of the week. And then Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, we're enjoying what we had on Shabbos. And it's brought down that it's important, if we can, to start Shabbos early because we're so excited and we want it so badly. We want to add another 10 minutes. We want to take away the hard gruel and humdrum and of the week. And we want to add the light, the love, the aura of Shabbos if we can light a few minutes early. And as Shabbos itself brings bracha, brings blessings, spiritual blessings to ourselves, Tosfos Shabbos, which means if we start a few minutes early, if we end a few minutes late, that brings material blessings to ourselves. So I once saw in the elevator every week we had on our elevator in our house, in our building, a different thought or a different pasuk or a different law about Shabbos. And this time, this was on it 1 week. And since I live -6, I have a long time to read it because I have 6 flights to read what it says. And this is exactly what it says, that people came to Rabbi and says, I need parnasa. I'm not making parnasa. What should I do? And he said, here's a great piece of advice. Add on to Shabbos a little bit, few minutes before and a few minutes at the end, because Tosfos Shabbos, which means the additional that we add on, that will give us blessing. Gashmias, blessings of the material, blessings of parnasa for the week. And Shabbos itself gives spiritual blessings for the week. So he said, got a great idea for you. You know, instead of investing in something else or working an extra shift, start Shabbos early and finish it a little late. And so we light our candles. The light enters our soul. As it says, Ner Hashem Nishmas Adam. The light of God is the soul of a person. And once somebody came, a woman, to Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky, Shlita, and had a very big problem, and she was crying. She needed something very, very badly. She had a problem. And she asked him what she could do. And he said, wait, are you going to be lighting Shabbos candles tomorrow afternoon? She said, yes. So he said, what did you come to me for? And go straight to the source of bracha. At the time after lighting candles, when you're so close to Hashem and the light is coming into our soul, that's a time to ask God for whatever you need. That's a time to pray for God. What do you need me for? Tomorrow night is Shabbos. If we can remember that every time we light our candles, to use those special moments to connect and to ask God for whatever we want. And we put the light into our soul. This is a time when we can exchange the heaviness or the work or the problems of during the week, just to let go of them and to exchange them for positive, happy thoughts. Because now we're in Hashem's hands. We're in Hashem's Shabbos. We're in a different world, like we read from the songs of Shabbos. And let this light enter us, enter you, and fill you up. Then we start to sing L'cha Doidi. This is called Kabbalah Shabbos. We accept the Shabbos upon ourselves. L'cha Doidi is a beautiful, beautiful prayer that the Arizal in Tzfas, maybe 500 years ago, would go with his friends to the mountains, overlooking the mountains that we see from our windows. And he would sing the L'cha Doidi. And that's how he would start Shabbos. And a few words from L'cha Doidi are here. And here they are, Kabbalah Shabbos, L'cha Dodi, come my friend, Likras Shabbos, come my friend to greet the Shabbos. This is, who's talking to who here? So the rabbis say that, L'cha Dodi, come my beloved, we're talking to God himself, come my beloved God, to greet the queen, the bride. The bride is Shabbos. Come with me to greet the bride. And let us greet Pnei Shabbos Nekabla. Let us greet the Shabbos presence. Let us welcome in Shabbos to our lives. It says in Bereshis Rabbah that Shabbos complained to God. Shabbos had a problem, a complaint. Shabbos said to God, it's not fair. You gave a mate, a ben zug, you gave a match, a mate to every day of the week. Sunday, you gave Monday. They're a match, a mate. Tuesday, you gave Wednesday. Thursday, you gave Friday. Now, what about me? I'm the odd one out. What about me? So God said, don't worry. The Jewish people will be your mate. You are wedded with the Jewish people. You say, come, God, to greet the Kala, to greet Pnei Shabbos Nekabla. Reminds me, my mother, may she rest in peace, had a great sense of humor. And when she was around the table, let's say they were eating, talking, whatever they were doing. And let's say there'd be an odd amount of people. So sometimes it just happens that, you know, two people start talking about something and two other people. All of a sudden she found herself without a match, without someone to talk to. So she would start talking to herself like this, and she'd be talking, and people would, after a minute or 5 minutes, look at her and say, "Who are you talking to?" She said, "Look, everybody has a match except for me." So she would talk to herself, and it was really quite funny. Now we're going from Kabbalah Shabbos, which is the inauguration of Shabbos, from the first stanza all the way down to the last one. Boi b'shalom. When we say these words, boi b'shalom, come with peace, this is when the holiness of Shabbos enters. If we don't say the words, it also enters. When we light our candles, it also enters. But another time it enters is when we say, Boi b'shalom ateres bala, come in peace, the crown of her husband. At this point, we get our neshama yisera, our extra Shabbos soul, our additional soul, which allows us to appreciate and benefit and enjoy the higher holiness of the day. And if you're ever in shul, when people say this, they turn towards the door. They sometimes make like a 180 degree turn, and then they turn back. Why are they turning to the door? Because we're welcoming the Shabbos queen at the door to come in, to join us. And this is where we're getting our extra special Shabbos soul. And that's one reason why we say, Boi Kala, come my bride, Boi Kala, come my bride, Boi Kala, come my bride, three times, because we are getting at this point our nefesh, our ruach and neshama, our lower soul, our medium soul, and our higher soul. Each time we say, Boi Kala. And then the pasuk says, Ateres Bala, this is the crown of her husband. These are the words that Shlomo used to describe an Eshes Chayil, a beautiful wife. And this is the words that we use to describe the Shabbos. And we ask the Shabbos to come with peace, Bishalom. And we also say, Gam Bisimcha. That's the next words. The Eitz Yosef says, even in gladness, come in gladness, not only in peace. We're asking for peace and gladness for the next 24 hours. And that's part of that's the last phrase of the inauguration of Shabbos. I don't have time to go through all of it now. Maybe another time we will, because it's all very beautiful. The magic of Shabbos, found this beautiful story. It was a dark, mad world. The Nazis were in power, and they took a whole group of teenage girls from a city, and they sent them off to concentration camps, and they were yelling, Mommy, help me. And they yelled out, Be strong, my dear daughter. I love you, my dear daughter. And when they got there, there was an SS officer, and he said, You are being spared. You have to work. You have to work 7 days a week, and we will spare your life. And most of the people were quite relieved. They're not going to be killed on the spot. There was one teenage girl that said, I'm really very sorry, Your Honor, but I am not allowed to work on the seventh day. I will make up for it. I will take in extra work the day before and after all week, but I cannot work the seventh day. And he couldn't believe it. He yelled at her. What a chutzpah, insolent. You had the chance to live, and you have the nerve to say that, to negotiate with us? What's wrong with you? And she said it with a little bit more confidence. I appreciate that you've given us this opportunity, but I simply cannot work on Shabbos. Finally, his grimace softened a bit, and his officer said to him, Listen, all of you. This brave child stood up for what she believes in, even at the risk of her life. Therefore, she will get Shabbos off, and everybody else has to work. The girl survived the war, and when she became of marriageable age, who did she marry? Anyone know? She married Reb Yehuda Leib Steinman, Gadol Hador, may he rest in peace. That was his wife. More than we keep the Shabbos, more than we guard the Shabbos guards us. People in America, when they came over in the beginning of the 1900s, had to work on Shabbos. There were signs in the stores, in the factories, wherever they worked, if you don't come in Saturday, don't bother coming in Sunday. It was work. That was wherever, and people were afraid of starving. It's not like they were afraid of having, you know, another car. They were afraid of starving. And my grandmother lived in those times at the beginning of the 19th century in America. And every Sunday she went to look for a new job because she got fired every Friday afternoon because she didn't come in on Shabbos. She had Mesiras Nefesh for Shabbos. And a great Rav said he was never, ever jealous of any Jew in the world, the Brisker Rav, except for those Jews of this period of time in the beginning of 1900s who with tremendous self-sacrifice kept the Shabbos. And thank God my grandmother was one of them. Now we go on. We've had a good night's sleep. There's no sleep like the sleep of Shabbos. And we're up to the morning prayers. And what we say in the morning Shmon Esrei, one of the things we say is Yismach Moshe. Be happy, Moses. This is the Shabbos morning of the Amida, the Shmon Esrei. Yismach Moshe b'matnas chelko. Moses rejoiced in the gift of his portion. Ki eved neman karasalo, because you, Hashem, called him a faithful servant. And it's brought down in a beautiful book called Harakiya Hashvi'i, the seventh sky, meaning Shabbos, that when Moses went up to the heavens and when he was about to receive the Torah in Har Sinai, they gave him in the heavens, God gave him 1,000 pieces of light, 1,000 like sprinkles of light. And when the Jewish people sinned by the golden calf, God took away these 1,000 pieces of light, but he left one for him, one for Moses, because Moses did not sin. And what happens now, all through the generations, on every Erev Shabbos, and every time when it's about to be the Friday night, Moses returns and he takes one of those 1,000 pieces, one of that sprinkle of light. And what does he do with the other 999? Because actually they belong to him as well, because the Jewish people forfeited them. He shares them with all of us. He shares them with us because he is a Eved Neman. He is a truthful, faithful servant, and he doesn't keep it for himself. He shares it for all the Jewish people. And that's why it's called here in the Pasuk that Yismach Moshe b'matnas chelko, he should be happy in his portion. He has all 1,000 of the lights. And what does he do with them? He gives them to us. Eved Neman. He's a faithful servant that takes care of us. Klil Tiferes Berosho Nasatalo. God gave him a crown of splendor when he stood before Mount Sinai. And he gave him Shnei Luchos Avanim. He brought down. He brought down the 2 stone tablets. And this is the light that we can feel. This is the light we could feel. When you say the word light, What is 1,000 portions of light? Light is Chochmah. And also Shabbos is called a higher Chochmah. Because, you know, we say like, I'm in the dark. I don't know what to do about that. Oh, all of a sudden a light went on. You know, the comic strips, comics when somebody thinks of something and he gets a really good idea, you see like a light bulb that's lit on top of him. Oh, the light went on. Light is a sign. Light is a sign of chachma. Light is a sign of wisdom. And it even says that a wise man, light will light up his face. We say that in Koheles, chapter 8, Pasuk 1 says, chachmas adam ta'ir panav, a person's wisdom lights up his face. And so this light that Moses got was wisdom. And he shares this with us. He shares this with us every single Shabbos. He's Eved Neman Karasalo. He's a faithful servant and a faithful teacher of all the Jewish people. He shares and he doesn't keep it to himself. And we appreciate that. And now let's go on to the Musaf Davening. The Musaf Davening of Shabbos is a very, very spiritual awakening, high, lofty, emotional davening. And what's a most emotional, beautiful part of it is the Kedusha of Musaf prayer on Shabbos. This Kedusha, there's different versions in different Siddurim of what to say for Shabbos, for Musaf, for the Kedusha of Shabbos. And there's Sfar, there's Ashkenazi, there's different Nusachot. Nusach is a version of the prayers. And Rabbi Shimshon Pinchas again, and whenever I hear his name, I can't wait to hear what he's about to say, because his teachings and his words and his life were so deep and beautiful and true. So one thing he had a custom, he davened Ashkenaz, which is the version where there's a different Kedusha for Musaf. It does not start with the word Keser, crown. We are crowning God. We have reached the highest level of crowning, which is above Chochma Bina V'Das. It's the highest level. We spoke the last few weeks about the seven spheres of kindness through Malchus, kindness and Gevurah, and how in the 7 weeks of the sphere we try to fix and to complete and to perfect. Well, Keser is even above that. And so on the way home, he would stop by like a Hasidish shul or Sfar shul where they do say Keser, and he would just listen to those words because it did so much for his soul. It made him so happy. It's really very, very exciting. This is a custom from the Zohar. The Zohar says, and we who live here in Sfat really follow that, that in Shabbos, it says that when the Shliach Tzibur, the person davening in front of the Amud, should say, Keser Yitnu Lecha. Keser, we are giving a crown to you, Hashem Elokim. We are giving a crown, they are giving to God, our God. Who's they? Malachim Hamone Mala Im Amcha Yisrael Kvutze Mata. We are connecting, we are joining forces with the Malachim, with the angels above and us below. We're all together, every single Jew in the world. Whatever yarmulke they're putting on their head, whatever yarmulke, whatever hat they have, wherever they are, wherever they live around the world, we're joining hands, we're joining forces with the angels above. And together, we are singing Yachad Kulam. Together, we are praising God and sanctifying your name, like it says in the prophet. Together, we will say three times, holy, holy, holy. As it says in the prophecy, that this is, as the prophet says, that this is what we are sanctifying God's name. And, you know, sometimes we our eyes are open when we say this. And there's a prophecy that says that angels, when they say Kadosh, Kadosh, they cover their eyes. They cover their eyes with their hands or their wings, whatever you want to see, think of an angel, because they're embarrassed. They're embarrassed of the greatness of God, but we, as a lowly, not so low at all, we are higher than the angels in a certain way. We down here in this world have nothing to be ashamed of. We look God straight in the eyes and say, Kadosh, 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 how holy you are. Because we're down here in the trenches working to sanctify, to beautify, to make magnificent God's name. And we don't have to cover our eyes. And then goes on to say the Kedusha, they will call each other and say, Kadosh, 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 how great is God? The entire world is filled with his glory. Kavodo Malei Olam. The whole world is filled with his glory. And then his servants ask, Aye, where is the honor of God? Where is the place of his glory? We just got done saying the entire world is filled with his glory. And now we're going to ask, Aye, where is the place of the glory, of his glory? So this is very interesting. Ozan and Harakia Hashvi'i, that there are two types of problems or things that can stop us from coming close to God. One type of person feels, well, I made it. I've really come close to God. I'm really taken care of. I really work very hard on my midos, on my mitzvahs. I give tzedakah. I pray. A man learns. I try to be tznius. Whatever I'm doing, I'm there. And for that type of person who's like full of, God tells us there's a long way to go. Aye, that person should ask himself, Aye, Mekom Kavodo. I've got a long way to go. Don't feel so, you know, like you've got a long way to go. There's more work in front of you. And then there's another kind of person that really stops most of us. I can't even get there. I can't even get to step one. I don't know how to serve God. I'm so far that it's too overwhelming. I can't even imagine how to climb up the mountain to serve God. I don't think it's for me. I feel like giving up. And for that person, it says here, Kavodo Male Olam. God's honor fills the world. He fills you. You are filled with God's honor. Take those baby steps. Do what you can. Even if you can't do what you have to, do at least what you can. Start small. Do a little thing. One prayer, one smile, one good thought. Kvod Amal Olam. God is with you. So for both of us, we need that balance. For the one that feels, oh, I've made it and I've nowhere else to go higher and full of maybe too much self-pride and puffy, Aye, where is God? And to those who feel so low and distant, Kavodo Malei Olam, God is with you, near you, and next to you, and loves and appreciates and enjoys everything that you can do in to turn to God. From here we go to the second meal, and this is just short little like tidbits, little like peek into Shabbos and how Shabbos is a day of faith. Shabbos is a day of emunah. Shabbos is a day that we love. And these are all small little hints. One day we can get into everything we can build on, and we can, the preparation for Shabbos is, and the Friday night of Shabbos and the meals of Shabbos and the songs of Shabbos and the love of Shabbos. The third meal is called Rava de Ravin, Ratzon Sheba Ratzon. It's a time when we just yearn to Hashem. We've had 24 hours together. Our yearning reaches a peak. And we want to keep it a little longer. That's why we keep a little toast for Shabbos. We add more. It's hard. It's hard to go back into the weekday. And then look, Shabbos has to end because we have to work to prepare for next Shabbos. And so we have Havdalah. And one of the things, Havdalah, we look at the light to remind us of the light, to keep it strong. We smell the spices. Spices is the one thing, the smell is a pure sense. What we eat, what we drink. We also make a bracha on it, and we also use it to be strong, to serve God and to be happy, to serve Him with joy. But there's waste in food and in drink. The smelling of the spices is total spiritual. By Yerichu B'Yiras Hashem, they smelled with fear of God. And when we smell the spices, it like soothes our neshama. It soothes us to say, okay, we feel the connection. We're going to connect to God even during the week. And we're going to smell these besamim. And then Malava Malka. We're not just saying bye-bye Shabbos. Okay, let's get on with life. No, we yearn for the Shabbos. We have another meal. We say goodbye to the king, to the queen, Malava Malka. We're like escorting the Malka back up and waiting again, like Hillel said. If he found something nice on Sunday, he used it for Shabbos. We're excited for the next week. And now we're already Monday. It's almost noon on Monday. So we're getting closer and closer to Shabbos. May we enjoy the Shabbos. May we come close to Hashem. May we feel it. And not just intellectually, and not just a bunch of loss, but no, a bunch of love, a bunch of joy, a bunch of light, a bunch of God Himself inside of each and every one of us, because we do have that extra neshama. And may we enjoy it and live it, and may every single Jew enjoy and live the Shabbos.
Okay, that was very beautiful. I'm going to unmute everybody.
That was beautiful. Hi. That is amazing.
Thank you.
That.
I'm getting excited for Shabbos. What can I tell you?
Exactly. You're doing it for me too.
Hashem.
Thank you
so much, Miriam. That was really beautiful.
Good to see all of you, all my friends in your living rooms. Mm. Elisheva, Shira, even Tatiana. I don't see you, but I see your name. Elisheva. Two Elishevas. So God bless all of you. Have a wonderful
also
week.
Hiding.
Yeah, also hiding. Hi, Ruthie. Thanks for telling me that there's a 20
Miriam, thank you so much. I'm here. My internet is just not working properly.
Okay.
So I'm on and off. I'm frustrated, but I'm here and it was fantastic.
Looking
I'm
forward
gonna
to
put
seeing
my
you.
Candles right away right now.
Good, enjoy. They'll light up your heart and light up the week.
But a lot early. I've been trying, but you give it more meaning and more depth. Yeah. Thank you.
Ah, we're Hashem. Hashem, Hashem loves
thank
every
you.
Single.
Thank you all.
Thanks a lot, Judy. Thank you for everything.
I have a question. When is it appropriate to say Shabbat Shalom? Since Wednesday only? Or?
That's a good question. Judy, you teach laws of Shabbos. When can we say Shabbat Shalom?
I start on Wednesday.
Good, like Tuesday night.
No, not Tuesday night. Tuesday night's already. Wednesday is already, you know.
Tuesday's.
I don't know if this is the halacha, but that's how I feel.
Good, thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, Wednesday because you're shopping, you're planning, yeah. you're cooking something. Yeah.
Sounds
Wednesday.
Good. Sounds good. I know someone Tuesday night, she claps her hands when it gets dark Tuesday night because we're on the second half. We're getting closer. She goes, "Yo!" So Wednesday morning we'll start, Judy. Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks.
All right.
Bye, everybody. Have a good day.
Thank
Feel
you.
Good.
Thank
Be healthy.
You. Thank you.